I'm watching episodes of The Persuaders, a TV series from the 70s, late 70s, I think, with starring Roger Moore and Tony Curtis. I'm not having a. I'm terrible with names. Starring Roger Moore and Tony Curtis, and watching it, it holds up okay. I never saw it when it first came out. I would have been too young. I never saw it when it was repeated on Australian television. So, but I'd heard of it, and I saw it on special on DVD and picked it up. And this is my second time around watching the series, and I really like it. It has a charming simplicity to it, similar to early seasons of, for all I know, later seasons of Magnum and shows of that era, sort of from the mid 70s to the mid 80s, when TV was, shot on film and in color and exotic locations, but it was still pretty simple setups, minimal use of cranes and very little sophistication, I guess we'd call it now, but really entertaining stories and a really good friendliness and rivalry between the two main characters. Nowadays, we'd just label it, I guess we'd call it a buddy TV series, that is, an odd couple buddy TV series. But it's actually, sometimes you look at a TV series and you think, oh, I hope no one ever touches this, never remakes it. Like a TV series like The Prisoner. Not the Australian female jail drama, but the British show, The Prisoner. I believe there was a sort of a remake on Sci-Fi Channel in America. I think it was shown here in Australia. I didn't see it. I have no interest in seeing it because it was unique and can't be remade. Whereas I actually think The Persuaders could be remade. There's actually a rather entertaining fan trailer on the internet where someone's cut together bits from different films in the opening sequence of a non-existent remake of The Persuaders with Hugh Grant as the Roger Moore's character, Lord Brett Sinclair, and George Clooney as the Tony Curtis's character, and it's quite good. It's and Michael Caine as the judge. It's quite a good trailer. Do a search for Persuaders remake on YouTube. It gets the mind thinking. I think, though, that if the show was remade today, I'm not sure you could get away with just having two male leads. I mean, it kind of works in the original because times were different, sexual politics were different, and having two bachelors running around bedding women whilst solving crimes, you could get away with that. I'm not suggesting if they do a remake, they should change one of them to a female, but and the rivalry works well, having a British lord and, born with a silver spoon in his mouth, but still can hold his own up against an American self-made millionaire who started off in the slums in the Bronx. Does the Bronx have slums? You could do the same today, but maybe add a third character, possibly an Australian girl, who's a foil between the two of them. And, of course, like all good TV series, you could never have her choose one of them. You'd have to keep the audience guessing. Otherwise, you end up like so many shows in the past, where once the sexual tension is gone, the show goes downhill rapidly. Moonlighting, anyone? So yeah, I'm watching the show, and for once, it's actually a show I'd like to see remade. I actually think it'd be pretty hard to stuff up. Whereas there are other things. As a general rule, I'm not a big fan of remakes or reboots, as people like to call them now. I know it's not quite the same thing. I mean, one of my favorite films is the classic Ealing Studios Lady Killers. And I believe there was a remake by the Coen brothers, who I love, with Tom Hanks in the lead, who I love, but I just cannot make myself watch it. I just know it's going to be terrible, and it did no business at all. So yeah, if you haven't seen the TV series Persuaders, I think it's available for rent on DVD, but it's also quite cheap. So take a risk on it. If you can overlook the occasional wobbly set and politically incorrect sexual politics, it's a really good fun 70s TV series.